Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, it's time for the 5 on 5. And once again, folks, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the color experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and of course, mine and everyone's personal favorite, extraordinary shampoos. You'll find them in the Kmart Plaza right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida at 1545 U.S. Highway 1. Or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Well, thank you, Lee. Today, 5 on 5. It's March 17th. I thought I'd do Irish things.
And a fine day it is.
And a fine day it is to do the Irish things. So number 5, corned beef and cabbage. And you got to make enough to have corned beef sandwiches tomorrow.
Ooh.
No? You do. You have to make enough.
Big
you,
fan.
You have to have plenty. Okay, number 4, beautiful linens for your home. Usually hand-sewn and finished. Have you seen Irish linens?
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, they're so beautiful. And it is. It's an old, old art. Number 3, the four-leaf clover blessing. Kind of reminds you that among all the trivial, you might find big blessing. And therefore, good luck. But the four little, you know, have you ever seen one with a fourth?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when we were little kids, we would dig through the lawn looking for them.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Number 2, the legend of leprechauns. The little bearded fairies that cause mischief wherever they go.
Hearts, charms, and clovers.
Oh, you're talking lucky charms for you. And number 1, the Irish thing that I put for number 1 is the claddagh. It's a little symbol. It has a heart, it has hands, and a crown.
They make rings out of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it means love, friendship, and loyalty. I'll always remember a woman that works for me made me a sun catcher years ago of a claddagh.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
It was in my car. I had it in my car, and it was back when Emily was just a baby. I mean, well, she was probably 3 or 4. And she was in the back seat, and I had somebody I was driving somewhere, and the person said, What does this symbolize? And before I could respond, Emily's, she's sucking her fingers. You hear this pop come out of her mouth. And she says, "That's a claddagh." And my friend said, "That's a claddagh?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's Irish. The heart means I love you. The hands mean we're friends. And the crown means I'll always be there for you."
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that sweet? I was like, wow, how did she know that? How does she know what that means? But she did, and it just tickles me. So that's it, our 5 on 5 for St. Patrick's Day. Hope that helped everybody with their little thoughts on it.
And if that didn't work for you, please find your own gratitude.
Yeah. You know, and if you have things that you want to hear, you want us to say, email them to us.
Yes, we've done that.
You can email to beth@bethwe.com or lee@bethwe.com. And if you have something for our 5 on 5, we'd love to have it. If you have 5, send them in. We'll use it.
And for the first 1,000 of you that send them in, our appreciation.
Very well said. Very well said. Well, we're talking today about holding grudges and what it does to the fabric of your life. Yeah. For the person that's doing the holding, it's a lot of work. It's a weighty, weighty proposition to carry a grudge. And we're hoping that you'll want to let it go. There's no level of anger that's going to solve your problem. There's no level of woundedness that is going to solve your problem either. It's time for us to find balance in our lives and to decide what old emotions we want to hold on to. And why do these old emotions affect us so deeply? I find that sometimes things that happened to me as a kid, when I review them today, I'm like, wow, I really had a twisted view of that. I saw it as this, you know, of course, as a child, you're even more powerless in many ways. And you're not even sure who's working for you and who's working against you. Sometimes your parents are your best supporters, and sometimes they're the ones installing the buttons that they push.
And sometimes they're both.
Yeah, sometimes they're both. So what are we going to do with that? You know, what are we going to do? How are you going to let go of a grudge? Of course, I'm going to say the solution is about getting out of your head. What do you think?
Well, I think there are different levels, and we'll talk about more solution, but obviously just get over it is not a solution.
No.
And that's what a lot of people will tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, just get over it. Or a depressed person, just cheer up.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the answer.
That's not how it works anyway.
Yeah. There's action to be taken, and it's worth the effort.
Right. You know, I was talking with some friends the other day, and we were talking about spirituality just in like the loosest terms.
Okay.
And one of the things that we were talking about is that, like, your mental capacity, your physical is your physical, your three natures, physical, mental / emotional, and then spiritual. All human beings have those three natures, like it or lump it. Whether you want to admit one or deny one or whatever it is.
Comes with the skin
suit.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're paralyzed. You still have a physical nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your other natures will become stronger if you're paralyzed because you'll need them to get through that. So we were talking about spirituality. And this one friend said, you know, I think that in my mental, emotional nature, it's like my intellect. It's the way I think. But I think my spirit nature comes from my heart. Like it's a different place. It's like a place where I kind of know I'm connected to other people. A place where I know I'm connected to a higher power. A place where I know I belong. You know, that I fit in. That I'm meant to be here. And I don't let myself go there very often.
Hmm.
And for anybody who identifies with what I'm saying, go there. I'm just encouraging you. Go there. It doesn't have to be anything more than you choosing to open up your heart, to take a look at the world from a different vantage point, to just say, is there another way that I can view this? And can I view it in my spiritual self instead of in my emotional self?
I recently worked with a group of people, and there was one individual in the group that we got to one particular, actually it was speaking about meditation. And their response was, I can't.
Right.
And through other people in that group sharing their experience, and then just getting this individual to crack their mind open a little bit.
Just the littlest bit.
1 week, they came in and said, oh my goodness, I did it. I found a way, I did it. And part of their process was going to the ocean, going to mm-hmm. the beach, and they have done it every day since.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Because it is a way to connect.
But remember, that started with I can't.
Right.
So if you're thinking I can't,
right,
don't deny yourself the possibility of possibility.
Right. You have to let it happen. Well, you know, if you're angry, and that's what the grudge is from, has it turned toxic? I guess that's what I'd like to ask you. Is the anger toxic? Are we beyond where we should be? Are we past the place of comfortability?
When you think about it, is it a memory or does it elicit an emotional response?
Right. And then to do that, if you want to turn your anger from toxic back, we can talk about ways to do that. I think one is really important is your self-care. I think you have to, if you're struggling with anger, grudges, issues like that, I want you to check your caffeine, your nicotine. You know, those two things specifically shorten your fuse. I mean, just I'm just talking medically. I know for those of you that are smokers, you're like, oh, Beth, please don't go to that. I'm just saying, check it out. When you think about this issue, do you smoke more? Mm. You probably do, because you feel angst, so you smoke a little more. And yet that extra nicotine is shortening your fuse and making, it's kind of perpetuating the toxicity of the anger.
Well, we have our acronym HALT.
Yeah. Also, tell people what that means, Lee.
Well, HALT, it's H-A-L-T. It stands for hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Mm-hmm. And you and I actually also add S for sick. Because when I am in one of those situations, I am more susceptible to irritation. I am more susceptible to not behave. I hate the word behaving, or not hate, but I don't like the word behaving.
Right.
Not acting in my best interest, unintentionally, but it just lowers my threshold for irritation, I guess is the best word.
Well, it's like that commercial for the Snickers bar.
I love it. Absolutely.
Have you seen the one with Marilyn Monroe?
Totally. Marilyn Monroe and what's his name?
And standing there, and this is terrible, and the dress go, and he says, you need a Snickers bar. And it's funny, though, but hunger does dead to you. You have to eat regularly. I don't care if you're trying to lose weight. You still got to eat regularly if you want to get along with people.
And I now weigh less than I did for a long time. I eat more than I did for a long time.
But it's different foods.
I'm eating.
Yeah. Yeah, and sleep. Sleep is really important. If you're not able to get sleep, remember, people that normally set you off, they're going to set you off more if you're tired.
There's your tea for tired.
Yeah, so be careful with that. And if you're having trouble sleeping, roll over on your back. Just try it.
I'm not allowed.
Roll over on your side. Whatever it is, whatever's not your way, try it.
My wife hears me breathing, and apparently that's, I should limit my breathing.
But that's it. So self-care is one of the ways. I think another thing is to talk over your feelings with a trusted person and get to the root. What does it affect for you? In one of the workshops that I give on the 12 steps for everyone, I talk about the fourth step, and it talks about sex, security, both emotional and financial, and society, your place in society, whether you belong, whether you have prestige, whether you feel good about yourself.
Well, it speaks of them as what they are, the instincts given to us by creation.
Yeah, so instinctively, you have these needs. So you will try to get them met. And if you can't get them met normally, you'll go to extremes. And it's a funny thing. When you break it down and you talk over your feelings with a trusted person, you'll be able to see what's motivating you. What hurt me back then? Was I struggling for emotional security and they stole it from me? Was it a sexual relationship? Or maybe they cheated on you? Was it social? Is it that they embarrassed you in front of many people, maybe publicly embarrassed you? What provoked the thing? Know what's driving your train. Know what's pushing your buttons. Know where this anger can come from. That will help it from turning toxic. You'll know. You know, we have some more ideas, but we're going to take a short little break, and we're going to come back and keep talking. We can get through this. We can let go of these grudges. Hang tight.
Thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks.
And we're talking today about how to get over these grudges, how to let them go. And one of the ways that I think is important is to keep your anger from turning toxic. Because I think toxic anger is what creates an ongoing, a chronic grudge, you know, a chronic anger situation.
Or it could be pain.
It could be pain too. It could be pain. But so we talked about self-care, watching what you're putting in, watching how much you're sleeping, you know, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, sick, taking care of yourself when you're in one of those places. We talked about talking over your feelings with a trusted person and getting to the root. You know, what's spurring this? What instinctive need do you have that somehow or other was threatened? Because that's usually what causes this.
What instinct is out of balance?
Right.
Because the instincts are good. They're good, but sometimes they will overreach their intended purpose.
Or if someone threatens it, like they're not going to let you get that need met, you can get angry.
Lash out.
Yeah. How about this one? What about practicing delay?
Pause.
Yeah, count to 10. You know, they used to say, when you're angry, count to 10. And that was a good thing. We talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, when you have a partner maybe that wants to talk right away and you need time to process, you need to be honest with the people that you're talking to, what you need. But if you need time and you need to practice a little delay, you need to be able to verbalize that. And you need to be clear about it. Just let them know. It's not that I won't talk to you about it. I will.
I'm not being evasive.
Yeah, I'm not avoiding. I want this relationship to be strong.
Now, I have to tell you, Beth, this one, even in my perception, can be a challenge.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's a male-female thing, but I only have my own male experience to draw on. And throughout my life, it's, I would not want to talk about it, and I would not have a choice. We're going to talk about this now, and it would just repeatedly, and I would get irritated, and the next thing you know, I didn't have the ability at the time or the insight, and I would lash out.
Right. Well, you know, another thing is to talk about it before it's an issue.
There you go.
That's, you know, to you having waking up one morning, having coffee, and say, you know, I'm going to talk about something. Sometimes when we're going through something, your instinct is to talk about it right away, and mine is to process.
I don't want to talk about this now.
And it's tough on me because I'm not able to, you keep pushing me, and I don't want to hurt you. I love you.
What a great suggestion. Talk about it not in the heat of the moment.
Right. Speak about it before. Get to know each other. Introduce yourself to that person. You know, I want to be intimate with you, and I'm learning more and more every day. But this is something that I struggle with.
And relationship, communication is just such a huge, valuable component.
Yes, it
of
is.
Relationship.
Yes, it is. I think another thing that's importantly is to treat depression or anxiety disorders. Mm. You know, yes, maybe they're over
diagnosed
lately, but some people actually have them. If there's a chemical imbalance in your life, it's important that you find that out. If you've been struggling with some of the stuff we're talking about for years on end, and you just always feel gray,
and just can't see a way out,
you might need to see a professional and get treated and just get assessed. There are good ways to find the answers to that. And I've seen it happen when somebody actually has a chemical imbalance. The difference that medication can make is astounding. It's astounding.
And you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be medication because there are other tools. We've spoken about NET therapy. We've spoken about EMDR. But the thing is, just crack your mind open to that maybe it doesn't have to be this way. Because you and I have seen people that were in the mindset that this is the way it is, this is the way it's always been, this is the way it's always going to be. And they have cracked their mind into just a little inkling of willingness to look at it, and they have found a way out.
Right. And depression and anxiety are not always the right answer, but sometimes with people with strong anger issues or chronic grudge holding, those are issues that they need to deal with. So just be honest with yourself about it. And Lee was just talking about seeking professional help, like the NET, the EMDR, the talk therapy, whatever you choose. Deal with the past issues. Deal with those old things. Let it come up. feel the pain of the 9-year-old self. And will it hurt? Yes. It will hurt, especially if you've been putting it off for a bunch of years. I don't know how old you are, but minus 9 from that. If something happened when you were 9, that's how long you've been carrying it.
But right now it's hurting perpetually. You can stop that.
Yeah, you can stop that with professional help. Even anger management classes can help with that. Something that simple. Of course, I'm going to talk about relaxing breathing. Mm-hmm. You mentioned meditation. Prayer and meditation. Huge, important parts of my life.
And folks, I have never seen Beth sit on a rock with her legs crossed in a funny way and the little O-shaped hand things facing upward.
Om.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But you know, relaxing breathing, whatever it is that works for you. Sometimes meditation is hard. It's sometimes easier in a group. Look for a meditation group in your local newspaper. Sometimes they meet at a library or at a, I know ours, we have a little store in our town called Spark of the Divine, and they have a meditation group there.
There's also huge resources on the internet for guided meditations. Mm-hmm. So as always, if you seek, if you look, you'll find something.
Yeah,
it's there.
Yeah. We're thinking of adding one of our guided meditations to our website, too.
Now, well, we've been thinking about it. I just haven't taken the action.
So maybe you could just go to BethWee.com real soon.
Real soon. Could be any minute.
And you'll be able to add, you know, to listen to that. We always give a caveat. The guided meditation that I have uses the masculine pronoun when I'm talking about a higher power. It uses he and him, things like that.
You know, but you can plug in what you like.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we said professional help. What about physical exertion? It helps a lot of people. Taking a long walk, even if you need it, like maybe that's what you need to get away from the break. Like, let me walk around the block and then we'll talk. And you can slow down that walk as much as you need to till you think you can be right.
But like you said before, even if it's not in the heat of a moment, doing it will help you feel good about you.
Right, right. You know, I always say hammering nails, beating wrapping paper rolls on the bed. Sometimes those kind of physical outlets help people. But really just being physical, exercising a little bit can help. You know, I talked about those cards we wrote earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. We talked about love, forgiveness, and we talked about fear, anger. Which card did you want? Most of us want to live by love and forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness is not denying somebody's responsibility for the wrong they've done you. It's not minimizing what they did or approving or excusing it. It's not always reconciliation. Sometimes you may make up with this person and sometimes you'll say, oh, wow, this one's not safe for me. That's why I've been carrying this long. I'm not safe here. But forgiveness is not a feeling. It's a choice. It's an act of your will. Give it a try. Ask for help with it. You can ask the higher power. Just say, hey, help me with this forgiveness. I don't feel like it.
I had experiences like when I was younger that my part, the action I could take was forgiveness because I was wronged.
Right.
But forgiveness was what was lacking, and that's what I had the power to do.
Right. To anybody listening today, you know, if you were the victim, nobody can keep you in that current state but you. Seek real power, not the man-made kind you've been settling for. This what you're experiencing, it's not power. It's victimhood. Let's let it go. Take responsibility for your relationship with the person that harmed you, with your higher power, with your true self. And stop blaming people, places, and things. Just choose to feel a new way.
Put down the club of self-righteousness.
Absolutely. Why do we hold a grudge? It's kind of a false sense of pride. False sense of power. Give it up today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you next week. Same time. What do they say? Same bat time, same bat station. That'll tell you how old I am.
Anyway, just batty.
Yeah. We'll see you next Thursday. Hang tight. Have a great week.